health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. Being Monday, we had a fun start to the show, but we're up and running and rocking. I'm joined by Judy Kirkwood, midwife, international lactation consultant, and founder of, again, I love this name, Best Start Baby Initiative. Let us have your questions for our guest on the studio WhatsApp number 0618951019. Judy, just before we went to ads, we briefly touched on the challenges of sort of breastfeeding versus bottle feeding. And I just wanted to break down the practicality for the baby, for the human body. What is the advantage really of breast milk over other forms? And then also for the mom, because we know that there are health benefits for the mother as well.
So, yes, I mean, breast milk is absolutely mind blown. The human body in its form, what a miracle, what a gift. We know obviously when a lady is pregnant that her body is already with all the beautiful hormones. Her breasts are preparing with ductal systems, with milk making glands being stimulated. And we call that, so the body is kind of preparing for the journey. We also know that some ladies around about, it depends on gestation, on where they are in their pregnancy, but they might also leak a little bit of colostrum, which is a little bit of milk, a beautiful beginning milk from their breasts in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. This isn't a make or break with regards to the lactation journey. So I think sometimes, so the body is amazing. The breasts are a gland. They develop because of hormones in pregnancy. And the wonderful thing about the placenta, which obviously nourishes the unborn child throughout the pregnancy, is obviously progesterone are the big hormones that maintain pregnancy. And once that baby is born, we know that progesterone, as the placenta is delivered, we get a drop in progesterone, and we then get an increase in prolactin and oxytocin, which obviously initiates lactogenesis too, or the milk sort of coming in. But we need your listeners to know that when a baby is born, there isn't just Victoria Falls breast milk or, you know, lots of volume of milk. The reason for that is that we need that baby to sort of suck, swallow, and breathe initially. So we always, as we know that God in his design was everything is for to maintain human life. And we know that we want to we want that baby to be stable physiologically from a breathing. So they've got to be so what I'm trying to say is if a mom doesn't have massive amounts of colostrum at birth, this is completely normal because the baby has to learn, and the mom and the dad have to learn together. So they have to learn to suck, swallow, and breathe. And we also have to have an adjustment period. So often, initially after the birth, you know, the journey or the process of the body, we have to allow the woman's body to actually sort of develop, and we also have to allow the experience of breastfeeding. We obviously know when the baby suckles, that stimulates prolactin, which is the hormone that makes milk. But we also know that the mom and the dad, and notice I work a lot with the partner, because the dad's support is massive. A dad can, and the community network is so valuable in raising our children, our beautiful children. And you know, if a mom feels supported, acknowledged, and cared for, her stress levels, her cortisol levels will remain lowish. And that will obviously also help with the prolactin and the oxytocin and for the milk to be made. So the whole sort of environment that this mom and baby come home to is really important in the journey of making breast milk. We know that breast milk is species specific. So your wife's milk and say my milk and another listener on the radio now, our milk will all be different, obviously genetically different, but also different from the germs or what we are exposed to in our immediate vicinity. So it's immune modulating milk. Those are very big. A very big word. So we call it immune modulating. There's stem cells, there's Hamlet cells. So there's human alpha-lactalbumin made lethal to tumor cells. It's a live white blood cell that is present in breast milk, and it really has the capacity to reduce childhood cancers.
Wow.
So there's amazing, every mom's milk, every drop counts.
So it just absolutely mind-blowing, and I'm looking forward to diving deeper into this, particularly then just with a correlation with local honey and with what you just mentioned with the breast milk specific for mom for baby. Absolutely unbelievable.